11:45, 312-981-7200. It's time for the Bright Side. Call in. Tell us why you're smiling. Give us some good news. Call or text. Lauren Lapka is in the studio. She will read your text. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. It's almost like old times being back
in. Nice to have you in the studio. Look at you with your Blackhawk shirt on.
Oh, you knew I had to wear something.
312-981-7200. Well, I knew you had to wear something.
Well, yes, in general.
312-981-7200. Call or text. Give us some good news. Tell us why you're smiling. I just want to spend a minute with this guy because I think this is so interesting. Yesterday, when I was putting the It's Safe and Secure stamp on voting by mail, and I do believe that, somebody said, talk about the mail-in ballots of more than 84,000 New York City Democrats. I'm now reading from the New York Post, who sought to vote in the presidential primary, but were disqualified, according to new figures released by the Board of Elections. This is a primary that goes back to June. They're still figuring out in New York. 84,000 ballots disqualified. Arthur Schwartz is an attorney representing some of the candidates that were on those ballots. Arthur, you're on WGN in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What happened?
So, you know, I want people to understand something about New York. To the extent that anybody thinks New York, if New York messes it up, it means everybody else is going to mess it up. That's really not true. New York is, for all of its blueness, probably one of the worst states in terms of its voter turnout. Before 2019, it ranked 46th out of 50th. In terms of voter turnout, we only started early voting last year. We were the 34th state to start early voting, and that was like literally only because there were all these new people elected to the legislature who started yelling and screaming about it. And we have a grossly underfunded Board of Elections in the state. The boards are run county by county, which means there's about 50 of them in the state. There's a lot of counties. Sometimes there's elections that run in, there's a congressional race that just got run in 8 counties. So the balloting got done 8 different ways in 8 different counties. Mm. And the people that run it are all political appointees. The state constitution says that the commissioners have to be from the parties that got the 2 largest numbers of votes in the last election. And then everybody that works at the boards are all, they're not civil service employees, they're all political appointees. So there's a built-in lack of expertise.
It was not human corruption, though. It wasn't somebody throwing ballots away because they didn't like the vote.
No, it's not that. So what I'm saying is there is not a great system to begin with.
Understood.
So what happened, some of the stuff that we uncovered here that created problems. Number one is like in New York City, where the number was actually bigger than 84,000. I think 84,000 was just in Brooklyn. in New York City, the Board of Elections, the governor of New York, let's take one step back. The governor of New York issued a proclamation back in April saying, everybody in the state is going to get an absentee ballot application. You don't have to ask for it. Used to be you had to ask for it, then you would get it, then you would send it in, then you'd get your ballot. So it was a 3-step process.
Kind of how
we're
going
to mail it out to everybody, and the Board of Elections should try to put it online. So they got put online. So about 800,000 people in New York City alone asked for absentee ballots. The Board of Elections wasn't set up to deal with sending out 800,000 absentee ballots. So right up until the day before the June 23rd primary, they were still sending them out. On June 22nd, they sent out 33,000 ballots, the last 33,000 that had to get sent out. And they, under the law, they had to be postmarked by June 23rd.
The next day.
The next day. And they weren't, most people got, the people that got sent those weren't going to get them the next day. They were going to get them, you know, the day after or later. Yeah. You know, that depends how the Postal Service works. You're putting too much faith in the Postal Service. So that was problem number one. They didn't get them out in time. They weren't equipped. They didn't make a plan. Even though the governor issued his order in April, a lot of boards, but particularly the New York City one, which is half the voters in the state, just got it out too late. That was problem number one. Problem number two, they sent everybody who got an absentee ballot, it came with a postage prepaid envelope. But the Postal Service has a general practice of not postmarking postage prepaid envelopes. So
if it's supposed
what happened
to be postmarked,
the Board of
you don't
Elections
have a postmark.
Asked them to try to isolate the mail.
Yeah.
But a lot of them came back, 10% or more came back without postmarks. And the Board of the state law says that a return ballot has to have a postmark. So therefore 10% of the ballots that came back got disqualified. Although the law allows them to be received up to a week after the primary, the in-person primary, so they could be received by June 30th, they also had to be postmarked by June 23rd.
There was also a problem with the signatures, right? That on one side you were supposed to sign it, and it was an 8-point type. The petition to actually get you to sign was in very small print, and it wasn't even on the same side. So a lot of people saw it and said, okay, I'm good to go. Here's my vote. But they didn't know to sign it, and a lot of the ballots didn't have that. Right, Arthur?
Right, and I had mine sealed already, and I'm a Democratic district leader in New York City, and somebody called me and said, I'm legally blind. Can you just help me figure out where I need to do? And they said, don't I have to sign it? And I'm like, no. And I turned over the envelope, and I saw a really tiny 8-point type on the back of the envelope where one side had all your name, address, da-da-da-da-da. On the back side, it had a thing that said, you must sign this, and it was an 8-point type in it, and on a page with lots of other instructions.
Yeah. Arthur Schwartz is the president for Advocates for Justice, a public interest law firm in New York. That's very interesting. I'm out of time, Arthur. I appreciate you joining us. Maybe you and I will have more time another day, but that's... Well, there's the answer to what happened in Queens and in New York with the balloting. Thank you for joining us. It's 11:52.